audio version of Michael Laidman's blog. January 3rd, 2019. I will consist of two parts. As a result of correction, a friend and the creator merge into a single image for me. I see no difference between them, because my egoism has been corrected, and I cannot tell them apart. All the differences that I perceive are depicted inside my corrupted ego. It is written that from love of friends one comes to love of the creator. We don't change one goal for another, one simply leads to the other. Love of the creator is born out of love for the creatures, while the love of the creator obliges us to love the creatures. Thus, they take turns changing on each degree, until we stop distinguishing the creatures from the creator, and all become one. The person wants to know why he was born in this world. For what purpose? He wants to reveal the upper force that arranged his entire life with all its problems. But we can only reveal the creator on condition that we undergo a change and become similar to him. Change part of our egoism for bestowal, and in this reverse part we will feel the actions of the creator. Let's say that I corrected 1,000th part of my desire. Now I'm able to feel that the creator exists and has a purpose different from mine. From now on, I will consist of two parts, the part of the creator in 0.1% of my desire and the desire to enjoy in the other 99.9%. From these two I'm able to choose which is greater, my egoism or the creator inside me. With the help of the reforming light, I keep adding strength to the corrected part at the expense of the corrupted one. All this is on the condition of being connected with the right environment that allows us to advance. We keep hatred and build the cover of love above it. We need them both, as it is written, love will cover all transgressions. Specifically cover, not destroy, hatred or turn it into something else. The difference between love and hate must remain, only then will it fuel them both like oil, wick, and flame. Our disagreements with a friend have to remain, each one remains with one's own opinion. But at the same time, what is most important to us is to achieve unity, and we rejoice at having done that, and at the Creator giving us an opportunity to be together. We seek the quality of the Creator between the two of us, two opposites in one. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson December 22, 2019, Writings of Baal HaSulam, The Love of God and the Love of Man. Opening the Door to the Future. Rabbi Akiba was Rashbi's, Rabbi Shimon, teacher, and naturally knew everything that would be written in the Book of Zohar. He knew even more than Rabbi Shimon, but he could not reveal it. In order to reveal this knowledge, Rabbi Shimon united with 10 other people and created a system reflecting the state of final correction. Therefore, he was able to give an explanation in a form that previously nobody was able to articulate. He adapted Kabbalah to the last generation that we live in today, which is the reason we value the Book of Zohar. Rabbi Shimon took the science of Kabbalah and clothed it into the correct kli for final correction. Therefore, we can use the light that reaches us through his group. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson December 20th, 2019, Writings of Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book, Panna Mirot Ayumas Birot. Personal Secret of the Kabbalist. Question: have you personally reached the understanding of the laws of the spiritual world? Has it helped you reach a personal relationship with the Creator? Answer: I cannot talk about this, none of the Kabbalists will answer these questions for you. This is the personal secret of the Kabbalist. What good would it do to you if I said yes or no? It will give you nothing. So it is better to try to achieve everything yourself and see how it happens. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, October 27th, 2019.